Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
On the morning of the 23rd of May, 2025, the lives of two brothers, 15-year-old Wandile and 19-year-old Lebo, changed forever. A devastating fire destroyed their family home, also claiming the life of their father and leaving the brothers with nothing but each other. In a matter of minutes, they lost their father, their home, their possessions, and the life that always they knew. And I thank you very much for being in studio with us this morning. Welcome in studio, Lebo, Wandile, and also Lauren.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Lebo, thank you for joining us. It has been a heck of a tough year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
At the time of the horrible incident, what were you doing?
I was at my university when I fell asleep at around 7, and then I got a call, and then I had to go, yeah.
So studies, what are you studying?
Law.
Aha. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. All right, who gave you that idea? Is it
my history teacher.
Was it a good choice? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but obviously what happened was very disruptive.
Yeah, like it halted everything. I basically had to drop out mid-year, right after exams as well, and then I had to go back to finish my exams. Because I had missed, I think, 2 exams. Oh, yeah. I want to go back, yeah.
You ready to go back?
Yeah.
Wandile, you at school at the time?
Yeah.
Still are?
I'm in grade 10.
Listen, equally disruptive, obviously.
Yeah.
Needless to say.
My exams were just about to start. Like, they were a week away.
Really?
Yeah.
And how has it impacted your life?
A lot has changed. I've had to switch to online school. I've had to move. I've had to, like, move away from my friends.
Sure.
I only speak to them, like, online now. I barely, like, meet up with them. But I've been managing, I guess.
Grade 10.
Yeah.
That's when you need your friends around you. Yeah.
Your friends, but also grade 10 is kind of that leap into the senior part of high school. Grade 10 is when things get quite intense. You also start making decisions about the subjects that you're choosing. And you kind of start, I suppose, being guided into a potential career, possibly. Because then grade 11 is obviously the hardest year before you do your matric, because that's where you do all the learning for your grade 12. So it's a very disruptive year to do it.
I can understand that you want to get back to that kind of normal life.
It's not the same as speaking to your friends in class, yeah.
Mm. Is law in your future as well?
No.
It's a big no.
I don't think I want to do, I don't know what I want to do yet.
It's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys were participating in like team sports. It's a completely different vibe, right? If you're not able to be, not just with your friends, but your teammates. Were you guys involved in sports?
I did hockey, but we lost every match.
It doesn't matter. You guys come together.
Am I right in saying that you would both probably be very happy that someone like Lauren is in your life?
Yeah.
Hey? Lauren, what a time it's been. And you had to step in, make big decisions, and have very broad shoulders, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, I'm actually quite eager to continue to caregive. It's going to be tough, but we've got the moral support with family and friends. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
And what were you doing at the time?
I was currently at work, and when I got the news, he played a very important role in our lives. And, yeah, I'm happy to caregive where I possibly can.
What will you remember about Mandla?
I think he was a very charismatic leader, very people-focused. Oftentimes, I would see him in his office. It was lots of people. They'd often call him Dr. Phil.
Oh, really now?
Yeah, he just had that personality. People were just, you know, drawn to him. He was a good guy.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us on Good Morning Angels. There's more to come.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
So it was a May morning back in 25 where the lives of the two brothers, Wandile and Lebo, changed forever. You can imagine how incredibly tragic and disruptive this can be. A fire destroyed their family home. Also took the life of their dad. That is where Lauren, also worked for their father, stepped in the role of a caregiver. Tell us more about it, Lauren. Thanks for being here again. What would you say are the immediate needs? I know there must be many needs, but what are the immediate needs at this stage?
there's basic needs like food and clothing.
Of course.
And then I think the big one is the medical aid.
Education for me stands out.
Stands
I think
out, yeah.
This is probably one of the most immediate needs.
Yeah.
You want to go back to school by the sounds of things, Wandile, and you definitely want to get back to your studies. So I think that almost sounds to me like a massive hole and gap that needs to be filled and needs to be attended to. I'm very happy to welcome our next guest in studio, Dimitra. Are you well? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What fantastic news do you have to share?
When Wandile's circumstances came to our attention, our school community asked just one question: how can we help? And our school's values can't be taught in class. They have to be lived, Wandile. The school has committed to ensuring that your tuition is covered for the remainder of your academic journey with us.
Sure.
Our trusted service providers have undertaken to support you to pay for your school uniform, your textbooks, your stationery, and any camps that you may need to go on for the remainder of your journey with us. And I just want you to know that it has been a collective act of kindness, of generosity, and of hope. In life, you will learn that there's nothing more powerful than a community that cares. And we're incredibly grateful from the school side to everyone who has chosen to walk your journey with us. I hope you know that you're surrounded by people who believe in you and your future. Wandile, this is more than an investment in your education. It's an investment of who you're going to become one day. You need to work hard, stay humble, always lead with kindness, and one day, when you are able to, young man, you're going to pay it forward. And that is all we would love you to do when you reach the end of your journey and you become really successful in life.
I didn't think I'd ever go back.
Well, guess what? You're going back.
You're going back.
Yeah. So there, your wishes have all come true.
Yeah.
So your friends, I'm not sure about your hockey side, that didn't sound very promising. As for the rest, are you happy?
Yeah.
And the hockey's doing much better. We need you. We need you. All right.
That is exceptional. That is beautiful. Thank you very much. We did not forget about you, Lebo.
And so, Lebo, to you, we have a special message from Emirates. They said, Lebo, while we cannot change the challenges that you have faced, we hope that Emirates can play a part in supporting you. We are offering you a full tuition bursary to return and complete your higher certificate in legal studies. We hope that this opportunity will enable you to achieve your academic aspirations.
Just thank you so much. I'm very, very, very grateful to all the people that have helped us during this time. It has been the hardest time of my life and Wandi's life, and I'm just glad that there's people out there that are so willing to help complete strangers. And I don't know I don't know what else to say, honestly.
That's the story of Good Morning Angels right there. Lauren from Good Morning Angels, 10,000 rand a month for next year to help you.
Thank you.
I know it's not enough, and I want to encourage anyone else listening, and maybe someone who can help out with the medical aid situation, but 120,000 from our side as well, from our listeners, to help out with basics.
Thank you so much.
Good job, angels. Good job.